was at Advantage Aviation, we had a Duchess there. And the Duchess had a heater problem. And so then the mechanic pulled off the side of panel front of the airplane where the exhaust of the heater would be. And so I was standing on the wing, and a guy named Byron, who's now the chief pilot, was inside, and we're helping like throw switches and do things to get this heater going, right? And so what happened was they're messing with it, trying to get it all to work. And so Chris, the mechanic, is, I'm standing on the wing, Byron's inside. He's saying, hey, flip on the heater now, the switch for the heater. So he does, and it doesn't do anything just yet. And so Chris says, he yells up, he says, that switch gets stuck a little bit, press it in really good. So he does, and that time a big 3-inch ball of flame shot out of the thing along the side of the airplane. I jumped about 4 feet up in the air because I don't like that kind of stuff. Like that. And then Byron, oh, shit. And then Chris said, it's fixed. He puts the panel back on. And so that 1 hour later, Byron has to make a flight of about 300 miles in this airplane. And it's winter, the dead of winter. And so I said, what are you going to do? Are you going to turn the heater on? He goes, I don't know, man. I said, well, because I got to fly it tomorrow. If you turn the heater on, I'll know it's good, right? So he said that evening, they were flying along at about 11,000 feet. And he said, it was so cold. They didn't think about bringing a blanket, nothing. They didn't think about it. They just had what they had on. He said, it was so cold. He says, my finger went over to the switch. Going like, I have to do it. Pushed it in and hope for the best, right? So those janitorial, so take stuff with you is the bottom.